We're appealing to everyone out there, all members of the community. We offer a full spectrum of courses to support such a wide range of needs and diversity. The courses that we have can be in digital skills. They can be employment courses, and they're also free. We have English for speakers of other languages and languages courses. We also have the Learning for Confidence and Better Mental Health courses, many of which are free, and Learning for Wellbeing. I think one of the things to point out, Nick, is that learning isn't just about it's life skills and learning how to change our lives and improve our lives. We've been through some very difficult times as a community and as a country lately. There's lots of challenges out there, and a lot of the courses that we do have are aimed at helping us to build up that confidence and that resilience. So, but it is about the well-being side of things as well. So a range of courses that we do offer that really do cover a massive spectrum of needs, and it's really exciting that we can have this opportunity to get out there and to promote some of the courses that we do, so that people can think about changing their lives, making some positive decisions in order to improve their lives and improve communities as a whole.
Sure, well, it's great there's so many out there. And are they aimed at specific age groups, or is it kind of across the board?
We are adult learning, so we are aimed at 19 and above. We do have a curriculum based on family learning, which can, obviously the clue's in the name, can include family learning and engagement with younger members of the family too. But predominantly our courses are aimed at 19 plus. Is that, would you agree with that, Catherine?
Yeah, definitely. I think 19 plus to 99 is what we say. And to be honest, if anyone's into trouble, figures will take you to. I once had a story from one of our tutors, actually, on the mental health courses, who said that they had a learner from a different part of the county, I will admit. But they had a learner on their books who was 89. And can you imagine that, being 89 years old and still being involved in learning and trying to improve yourself and keeping your brain active? So yeah, honestly, 19 to 99 and plus.
Fantastic. Whereabouts do the courses take place?
In Market Harborough, the courses, they take place at the Symington Building or Roman Way. So we've got some Learning for Confidence and Better Mental Health courses which are at the Symington Building, and then we've got some creative and painting and art classes that take place at Roman Way, for example. Also at the Symington Building, there's Introduction to Internet and Email Skills, drawing and painting at Roman Way, and that's mixed level as well. And the courses there, they are open at open at the weekends, we run in the evenings, so there's lots of flexibility to meet the needs around people's various different lives.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, just the examples you mentioned there, I suppose perhaps a lot of people aren't aware that these are going on, which is probably the purpose of this, but isn't it fantastic that you're providing this?
Yeah, I mean, for example, there's even an Introduction to Smartphones course that we're running from the Symington Building, and things like ESOL courses as well. They're on offer at the Symington Building. So there really is a full range. If you go on our website, you will see that there's quite an expansive range of expertise that we can tap into with the tutors that we have. We're very lucky. And, the things that we offer, particularly with some of the discounts and the free courses, can really make a difference to individuals and communities.
And we're quite lucky at the Symington Building as well, actually, because we have our own adult learning suite, which is right at the back of the library, actually, of the Symington Building. We've got two absolutely wonderfully furbished classrooms and teaching rooms at the back of the library, which are absolutely brilliant, very snazzy, very cool.
great.
They've got computers that are built into tables, and it amazes me. Sorry to anyone that's sort of listening that thinks that's sad, but actually it really does make me happy in a very weird way. Yeah, we're very lucky with our teaching rooms and our facilities at the Symington Building. And again, our Roman Way courses, we're very lucky to be at Roman Way for now. anyway, delivering our courses and things. So yeah, it's we're always on the lookout for actually other venues and things and community venues. I think one of the things that the pandemic has brought is that, you know, we have 8 centres across the entire county, but actually we also teach from community venues as well, because we are a community provider, so we like to go out into the community to deliver courses. And actually one of the things that pandemic has brought is that actually we've lost a lot of our community venues, because quite fairly those community venues have had to prioritize their main service users and things in terms of sort of restricting who has access to the building. So I would say for Market Harbour, if there's anyone listening, we are always on the lookout for new community venues that we can deliver our courses from, because we've got so many courses we can offer to the people in Market Harbour, and you know, we just need the space to teach from. So have room, we'll teach if anybody's listening that has a room available.
In terms of people that have perhaps already been on courses, what's the kind of feedback you get from them?
I think the feedback we have from learners is always really positive. I mean, when we evaluate the success of our courses, we talk about achievement a lot, because we're an education provider, so we talk about achievement rates. But for so many learners, achievement can mean so many different things. Achievement for one learner might be getting their maths GCSE at the age of 45, having had a really bad experience at school. You know, imagine the feeling of being able to get that maths GCSE, that qualification that you need to move on in work, and, you know, find more secure work as well as not just getting a job in the first place. For some of our learners, however, you know, they come to our courses in a different reason. A lot of our learners come to our courses from a point of maintaining their well-being. It's getting out of the house, it's joining a class, it's meeting new people, it's learning new skills, and it's all about maintaining their well-being, maintaining their mental health, and allowing them to kind of become involved in the community more, social inclusion and things like that. So yeah, our feedback from learners is always overwhelmingly positive, especially in Market Harbour. They do really love our tutors. The feedback is always wonderfully positive. And I think, like I said, as a service, you know, success for our learners means a lot of different things. And as a service, we've got a lot of different courses to sort of suit everyone's needs.
And also, really, on a personal note, I suppose, there, Nick, I mean, I've only recently joined the service. I joined at the end of September. So as part of that, you know, part of my role to become more and more familiar with the service, I've spent quite a lot of time dipping into courses, and it really made me value what I do. For example, you know, one course in particular stuck out. It was a Learning for Independence course. And I tagged onto this group, and the tutor was very welcoming, and there was a group of individuals with all sorts of different needs and all sorts of different backgrounds in one room, and there really was an incredible amount of diversity in that room. But the sense of belonging that was obvious in that class really came home to me, and I actually didn't want to leave. It was really positive experience. So I can't say enough how much, you know, how life-changing that can be, particularly to those individuals that were part of that group. And that was down to the expertise and the skills of the tutor. We really do have some great people. We're very, very lucky as a service.